This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, I know you wrote the book Monumental Myths, but what a monumental day it has been in the District of Columbia, my friend.
It really has. It's been a monumental day. I didn't know that this was on the forecast until yesterday. So I got a text from Sayer G with Green Net Info. He said you need to be there tomorrow if you can. So yeah, we had a meeting today at the press club, the Washington Press Club. Robert De Niro, Bobby Kennedy, Nico LaHood, Brian Hooker was there.
Del Bigtree.
Del Bigtree was
brother
there.
Brother Tony Mohammed. Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. What a power-packed group up there. And, you know, I was at the National Press Club a while back for an event, and not much coverage because, again, we're talking about pushing the envelope of science and medicine and natural healing. And, of course, the issue of vaccines, the third rail of medical politics. Bobby Kennedy slayed it when he went out there and said, here's the challenge, 100K, anybody that can find some science that supports the safety of injecting mercury into babies and pregnant women.
Yeah, it was really interesting, too, because if you remembered, we tried to stream the whole thing live on Facebook Live, so hopefully you saw the part where Bobby he started referencing the few studies that the CDC's relies on, and he showed all the flaws that there are in those studies. So he knocked those out of the water to begin with. So let's see, if anybody goes to them with those studies, they're immediately disqualified because they've already shown how those studies that the CDC relies on to allegedly prove that Tamiflu is safe are actually fraudulent.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for Facebook Living it, because the World Mercury Project, their servers got overwhelmed with the amount of people wanting to watch from around the world, and I couldn't get in. A lot of people couldn't get in, so thankfully you and I think a couple others also streamed it. We were able to see it, and of course now the video is available for those that missed it. And again, monumental is an understatement, because, you know, RFK Jr. called the media out and said, you know, what are you doing? Where is your responsibility here to just call the CDC and say, hey, what Bobby Kennedy says, is it true? And then they go, no. And that's it. And then they report, Bobby Kennedy is wrong. CDC says so.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting. We were at the hotel room. Bryce, my big boy, and I came up here today. He was the cameraman, and thanks to Bryce for being here. But we were in the cab with Bobby Kennedy and his crew going over to the I guess it was right across from Congress. I don't remember the name of the building that we went to, where we met with some congressmen there later in the afternoon. But they were literally going through their phones on the ride over there, laughing at the titles of the mainstream media's articles, calling Kennedy a fanatic, an anti-vaxxer, this and that. And you know, he's like, how adamant do I have to be? I'm not anti-vax. I just want to, I want safe vaccines. But they were kind of getting a kick. His whole team was getting a kick out of the fraudulent false titles of the articles even that have been published since this morning.
Well, TMB, I'm very interested. Obviously, you spend a lot of time with those good folks, and, you know, I've gotten to hang out with Del Bigtree and Nico LaHood before, of course, Brian Hooker there. I haven't spent much time. We had RFK Jr. on the show once, and I'd love to get Brother Tony Mohammed on the show talking about the community that obviously is most impacted by this, the CDC whistleblower acknowledged.
Well, next week he's coming.
Really? All right, we're going to get yeah. Brother Tomy. Oh, fantastic. That's great news. Now, as far as meeting in Congress or near it, did you get to meet with, for instance, the Congressional Black Caucus? Because I said if the black community could ever get behind this, it would be all over for the CDC because they target them. They target them. And this is a big, big issue that, you know, the political left, which a lot, as we've seen, especially in California, has aligned themselves with the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine agenda. If they lose the black community, they're going to lose.
Yeah, they will. And you know, it's interesting. That's a great question, Robert, because we were able to meet this afternoon with Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush, who's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. We sat and let's see, Brian Hooker spoke for quite a while. Bobby Kennedy spoke for a while. Nico LaHood joined in. Del Bigtree spoke. And by the end of the meeting, Bobby Rush, the congressman, is completely open, and not only open, but he's determined. It sounded to us that he's determined to push this through and get more congressional meetings on this to bring this to the forefront, especially when Brian Hooker talked about the African-American effect and the way that the CDC buried the data that showed that the African-American boys were more likely to come down with autism. And Reverend Tony Muhammad also spoke about the fact that, you know, every time he speaks, he's spoken in over 30 cities over the last few months on this very issue, that he said he goes into the classrooms and the black children are just not there. The black boys are not there. It's like they're somewhere else. Their minds are gone. They're thumping their desks. They're twitching. You know, they're doing all these things that are characteristic of autism. And he said most of the black mothers that have these children that they think are just behavior problems have never even heard the term autism. And once Congressman Bobby Rush heard this, you could tell it literally changed him. And we came out of that meeting with him on our side.
Yeah. By the way, Super Don, I just shared a picture that I saw about this where I see Tony Muhammad and RFK Jr. talking to Congressman Bobby Rush, the meeting this afternoon. Again, this is a significant watershed moment, folks. Don't get me wrong here. I can't overplay it, and I'm certainly not going to understate it, but we also pointed out last hour, TMB, as Super Don scoured the airwaves for any mainstream media news coverage of this, and there was none. In fact, there was only one BuzzFeed article, which was part of the fake news group, to kind of do all the same responses that are not responses at all. And then CNN did a completely different story about vaccines, just pointing out, hey, Jim Carrey said this, and another celebrity said this, and then had Anthony Fauci from NIAID in D.C., a vaccine stooge, to counterbalance the celebrities. But no mention that RFK Jr., Robert De Niro, Del Bigtree, any of these folks that were together today, it's the silence, as they say, is deafening.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that Fauci was one of the guys that they were kind of chuckling about in the articles as they read these fake news articles on the way over there to meet with Congressman Rush. It's, you know, Robert, we're dealing with a situation where I just don't understand how anyone could argue with this. It's as the guys articulated this morning at the press conference, it's not that they want to do away with all the vaccines. They just want safety for children. They want testing. They want to talk about this issue and get, as Nico LaHood says, you know, you look at, there's a suspect that is at a house where there's a murder. And there's four other people, and the one suspect, you're told, even though he's the one that was most likely by the body, we're not going to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vaccines. There's a correlation, not necessarily causation, but there's a correlation, as Nico LaHood said, demands more investigation. That's what he does as a district attorney. There's definitely a correlation between vaccines and these injuries. But we're not told we need further investigation. We're told, don't talk about it. Just take the vaccines. And that's the problem, is that we are not in a scenario here that facilitates further discussion. We're in a scenario where we're told, don't question vaccines, even though we have a lot of problems that we've admitted. And even though I talked to a lady this afternoon that has, over the last 14 years, has been, she was given an $800,000 settlement for her then 2-year-old that the CDC admitted that the vaccines had caused autism, and over the last several years has gotten another $7.2 million in care benefits for her son. And this isn't a case where the government held that her son was damaged and became autistic by the vaccines, but we're told that if we question vaccines, we're crazy. It's like we're living in a bizarro world where we can't question the obvious.
Yeah, well, any intellectual capacity is rendered, dysfunctional or called dysfunctional. It's called a psychiatric disorder. What, you question vaccines, their safety? You must be right. A fill in the blank. Of course, that's where the term anti-vaxxer comes out, because it immediately, via name calling, eliminates the capacity for human interaction in an intellectual way, where you can actually have a rational discussion about this. And that's all RFK Jr. is saying. Hey, why can't we talk about this rationally? Nico LaHood saying the same thing as a prosecutor. All right, if I got these suspects involved and I'm told, don't look at that one, you know damn straight I'm going to be looking at that one, because that's very suspicious. And that's the suspicion a lot of folks have come to at this point. And that's why they, despite the fact that there's still over 90% of the kids in America are vaccinated, every fraction of a percentage point fewer is making them nervous, because it doesn't take 90% to not do it. It just takes 1, 2, or 3 more percent, and suddenly the tipping point hits, and then everybody's questioning it. So you mean $3 billion plus has been paid out to families of children who are vaccine injured or even killed? And you're telling me it's safe? Right? Somewhere rational thought will fit back in for those who are not already vaccine injured.
Yeah. Yeah, and we are seeing this epidemic of vaccine injury, and it's just really sad. You know, a lot of the people that were there today are mothers of vaccine injured children. And, you know, we were sitting at dinner just now, and one of the mothers was sharing her story, and you know, she said he can't talk, he can't feed himself, he can't do this, he can't do that. You know, he lost communication, he can't walk anymore. And it's just sad. I mean, it's not like this, one of these stories is anecdotal, but as I think it was Nico LaHood said earlier today, you know, we have millions of these stories. That's no longer anecdotal. That's circumstantial evidence that needs to be investigated.
Well, exactly. And we'll continue to investigate it here, as we have for many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, each and every middle of the week. That some people call hump day, Wednesday, whatever. We do Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. And by the way, this is Detox Month on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you have not already picked up The Truth About Detox from The Truth About Cancer, please do so. I'm already hearing rave reviews, and I haven't gotten to see it yet, TMB, but I've heard things that are said in it are profound and are changing people's lives for the better already.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I need to send you your copy. I'll be sending it soon.
All right, well, we'll talk with TMB more about this. Super D might chime in as well, as he's been in D.C. to cover the vaccine challenge, the Mercury challenge, the $100,000 put up to a journalist who can come up with one scientific study that's validated showing the safety of mercury thimerosal injected into babies and pregnant women. More about that and a whole lot, including Obamacare and the tax code, coming up this hour.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, never politically correct, but always correct when it comes to healing. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you miss a show, archives available right away at GCN. They're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts available, also rebroadcast through Red Nation Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio. A lot of listeners there. We got listeners in Germany and Australia, all over the place. And, of course, on SoundCloud, you can find the archive page at robertscottbell.com. Ty Bollinger's here. He's in D.C. with Bryce and doing great coverage there, my friend, and lots to come with the truth about vaccines in April, which we'll get to, and this will be certainly covered in there, the HPV vaccine. Now, we talked about Tony Muhammad, the concern for the African-American boys with the MMR shot given on time or early and the higher incidence of autism. How about the HPV vaccine targeting black women? Their death rate in HPV-related cervical cancer is higher than ever. And I dispute that HPV even causes cervical cancer. We can leave that for another discussion day. But, my gosh, the targeting of black folks with vaccines is happening not just to the little boys, but the little girls as well.
Yeah, that's something, you know, I wasn't aware of this fact until the story tonight. And I would agree with you. It's like we're not really sure that those strains of HPV actually cause cervical cancer to begin with. But let's just say that they do. We're finding a higher incidence among African-American women. And I'm gonna forward this link to Tony Muhammad because he'll be interested in this. And one of the things that he went off on today was just the way that African-Americans have been targeted in the past. And he mentioned Tuskegee experiment, you know, of course, with the Dr. William Thompson and the MMR and the CDC whistleblower and all that mess that we're very familiar with. But interestingly, tonight at the dinner table, Dr. Tony went into the Margaret Sanger with Planned yes. Parenthood and the way that African Americans were also targeted through her. So yeah, I think you'd be very interested in this article. And it is interesting that we find black women are more susceptible. And so whether this is something that's genetic in African Americans, I don't know. But we do see, you know, with the CDC whistleblower, with the William Thompson story, we did see a 2 to 3% or 2 to 3 times increase in autism in black African American males.
Yeah.
So it's not just the African American; it's the males are seeing it with the MMR. But here we're seeing females. So I would be interested to look further into this and see what exactly. What are maybe the epigenetic factors that are causing this?
I think you're right to look at epigenetics because we look at commonality in terms of diet and detox, right? Truth about detox. What are the detox pathways that are compromised in that community? What are the foods that they're eating? Are they more fast foods? Are there more refined foods and processed foods? I don't have a specific answer to that, but the things that we should be looking for are not necessarily the genetic causes, but the epigenetic. Are there more vitamin D deficiencies due to a lack of adequate sunlight? Because if you have more pigment, you need more sunlight. And so these are real issues in terms of cancer manifestation. And so if they target you with an HPV vaccine, which is not even proven to prevent cancer, it's not even officially approved to be a cancer vaccine, even though it's marketed that way illegally. It is supposed to give you a few strains of protection based on antibody response to a few strains of HPV, which can be resulting in genital warts, things like that. But they make this stretch that is not validated in science that 20 or 30 years down the road it's going to cause cervical cancer or throat cancer in men. And again, this is I dispute that, and there are scientists that have published on that fact as well. So where do we go? I look again, and you brought that up with Brother Tony Muhammad as well. I think it's very interesting that the African-American community is pretty much in for the Democratic Party, despite the fact that they're all for the Planned Parenthood, started by a eugenicist by the name of Margaret Sanger, who targeted the black folks through abortion. And it's like, I think somebody's got to wake up and realize Democrats are not friends to the black community.
Yeah, you know, I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. It's like they're, it's almost like the Stockholm syndrome in a way. You know, you make friends with your captors. I don't get it, because we do have evidence that this is happening in the African American community, and I think that was, as I mentioned earlier, that was the thing that really got Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, this afternoon, member of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Yeah.
That's what got him when he began to hear about the African American effect. And, you know, he began to hear about the fact that it wasn't just that this was an unknown. This was known, mm-hmm. and the CDC didn't just know. Then they buried the data.
Right.
And his eyes got as big as saucers when
who was it? Was it Dale Bigtree?
No, it wasn't Dale. It was Brian Hooker. When Brian started talking about the CDC actually bringing in big blue trash cans full of data and burning them.
Right.
His eyes got as big as saucers.
Well, listen, I'm excited. If we get Brother Tony Muhammad on next week, I'm going to ask him about that whole relationship with the Democratic Party and how they've been deceived. I'm fascinated by that. See what he has to say. All right, folks, lots more broadcasts healing to go. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Let's see, 6 new subjects CNN won't touch.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Even though it hasn't been repealed, there's a major blow to the Obamacare mandate. We'll get to that in a moment. We got Ty Bollinger on board here. Maybe we'll fit a question of the day in as well. Let's see. At Natural News, they got the top six stories that the mainstream media like CNN, Washington Post, New York Times have never published about and will not ever. Number one on this list, TMB, is anything bad about terrorists immigrating into the USA and committing acts of violence here? You think that would be like real news, but no, they consider that's not real news. We won't cover that.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? That they will, they won't talk about it. As a matter of fact, if you do talk about terrorists immigrating, you're a xenophobe and you hate anybody that's not white. It's bizarre, the arguments that are made.
They're trying to from
the media.
They're trying to Swedishize us. I just learned that in Sweden, that they are so open and welcoming to foreigners in their culture. The fact is now that they're being overrun by Islamic terrorists that are just, you know, running like gangs and raping on the streets. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. But if you actually say, hey, what about the crime problem from immigrants, you're considered racist. So it really is hardcore there in Sweden. They're struggling right now. Don't let that out. I mean, if there's a crime, speak out about the crime. Don't let the threat of being called a name dissuade you from calling that out. You got to stop it. Here's another story they won't cover. Anything bad about vaccines or flu shots, like how they spread disease, contain mercury, and can cause autism? We know that.
We just had that proved to us today, didn't we?
Totally. I mean, no coverage about the facts in the scientific realm, much less those that were speaking about it. Complete snow job on that. How about GMOs cause cancer and not good for the environment? You see that often in the mainstream media?
Almost never.
I don't recall them pointing out how bad it is for the environment. They always say, well, it can reduce our use of pesticides, when quite the opposite has happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't see that. And, you know, I was thinking about the vaccine thing, how you don't see anything negative about vaccines. Can you imagine if they found mercury in some nutritional supplement?
Oh, good Lord. You know that the whole industry would be called into question.
Oh, the whole industry would be called into question. That supplement company would be shut down. The people that own the supplement company would go to jail. It would be all over front page news, and it would be supplement company threatens our children's future or something like that. But with the vaccines, no such thing. No, it's all just crickets.
You get dunderheads like Tony Fauci, who has this lifetime, almost like tenure. How many millions is he making to lie about vaccines up there at NIAID? But you're in D.C., man. Take a shower and clean it all off of you when you leave CMB.
Yeah.
Right? The cesspool is there. All right. How about anything good about President Trump? You see anything good about President Trump in the New York Times or in CNN, Washington Post?
You know what? You know you don't. And not only that, I was reading an article a couple of days ago about how the New York Times has different headlines about Trump depending upon which borough the paper went to. So, you know, they if they know that one borough is, you know, less conservative than the other or less
they'll
liberal.
Alter the headline.
They're not conservative, but it's they'll just obliterate Trump. But the one where they're less liberal, they won't be quite as negative to him. But there's nothing positive. I mean, Trump can't do anything right.
Yeah, let me call out all the healers in the audience. Those are doctors. And if you happen to be on the left side of the political aisle, I'm not giving you any hate on this. I just want to ask you as a healer, as a doctor, that, you know, you're obligated to do better than just gripe, bitch, moan, and complain. You might not like Trump or some of his policies, but on this issue of vaccination, for instance, and him calling out the issue with autism and wanting vaccine safety, you better well get behind or in support of that. Even De Niro doesn't like Trump. He says, I don't care about Trump, but on this, if he does right, that's great. At least back off on this so that the areas where we can find common ground, you can lead people and be light and loving in those places. It's too easy to just be negative, right? That's the lazy way out.
Yeah.
And as a doctor, don't go there. Any kind of holistic or regular MD, you don't need to go there. You need to be an example for that which is best and better. Find those places where we can align and do good work together.
Yeah, and you know, this is something I was talking about with Charlene yesterday and the kids over the last couple of days. And by the way, thank you to Charlene, my princess, for getting me here. I would not have come if she hadn't pushed me to come here.
She knew how important it was.
She said, you need to be there. You need to take Bryce. Stay as long as you can, whatever. Mm-hmm. So thank you, honey, for that. Because she was ready for – we had a Valentine's Day yesterday, and she was ready for me to leave yesterday and not even have her date just to come here because she sees how important it is. So thank you for this.
God bless you, Charlene. We love you for supporting this. Absolutely.
Beyond measure. So thank you. But what we were talking about was just intellectual honesty. And the thing that really just makes my teeth itch is when we don't have intellectual honesty with the media. And so, for instance, if you remember a few years ago with Obama,
he did some, in 2014, he came out, and you've seen this, that he had the exact same position as Trump does now on immigration. We need to tighten our borders. We need to get rid of, we need to deport illegal immigrants. And if I remember correctly, you and I gave him kudos.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? That's the right thing to do, is to tighten our borders. Obama's doing the right thing. We support him completely on this.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter if he was not our favorite president at that point. It doesn't matter. We were intellectually honest enough to say that it doesn't matter who's doing this. It's a good thing. We're going to support this good thing. And that's what we don't have today. We have Trump doing exactly the same thing that Clinton and Obama has done on the border, for instance, and he is lambasted. But they didn't lambast Clinton, and they didn't lambast Obama. And so it's this intellectual dishonesty that really is, it irks me, because people are not giving Trump a fair shake because they hate him. And so anything that he does is wrong because he's Trump.
Listen, you got to do better out there. You got to be thought leaders instead of being the effect of all the negativity around you. There's always going to be things to be negative about. This is the planet Earth, right? This is where the world's a duality. There's good and evil, right? And you might not like something, but when you find something that you can align with, like you said, have intellectual honesty. When Obama said something right, did something right, we were there. We said, you know what? We can support that. And so at least find that place of intellectual integrity. That's all we ask. That's not too much. Let's see, final two things, prescription drugs, chemo. You don't see much bad about chemo that they write about. Also, anything that debunks the biggest host of the 21st century, man-made global warming or climate change. That's a rough one for our friends on the left, because Bobby Kennedy is a big, you know, leftist in terms of preventing environmental catastrophe, but even he has, and I expect that from Bobby Kennedy, the intellectual integrity to say, you know what, our regulatory agencies, including the EPA, have been captured by industry. So that maybe the best answer is not that. In fact, he agreed with Ron Paul that private property, defense of private property, is a more effective means to protect the environment than giving the EPA unlimited power.
Well, you know, that with the climate change thing, it's like, you know, it's like, what exactly does the term mean? So people say, well, you deny climate change. Well, no.
Every day the climate changes.
Is changing. I don't deny climate change. My question is, does man's actions really have a heck of a lot to do with the climate change? I don't think they do. And well, the science is settled. All scientists agree. Well, that's not true. At least I think there was a document that I was reading, is 31 plus thousand scientists worldwide disagree with man-made climate change. So it's not, the science is not settled on that. We're not saying that the climate's not changing. Of course it's changing. The question is man the one that's making it change? And
yeah,
there's not a consensus there. There's a lot of debate there. But if you question it, you're an anti-science nutbag, and you know, you should go to hell, is basically what the position is from the mainstream media.
Not here. We love questions. In fact, we got a question of the day coming through right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming from Jana. Hello, Robert and team. That means TMB2. I am seeking advice for my action plan to avoid the mandatory vaccines that public schools require for admission. I've been paying attention to this subject ever since my daughter was born. Back in 05, I was skeptical and requested that the shots be singular and spaced out over longer periods of time. I requested the mercury-free ones, which I know now are not truly mercury-free. And we're approaching the point where another round are expected. And I made up my mind, I don't want any more. So what rights do I have, religious or other, to bypass this requirement? And they also require me up to date for vaccines for sports and camps, and I need to figure out how we're going to get over this obstacle. Do I need an attorney, special forms, permits? I'm feeling the pressure. I need help. Thanks for your consideration. So the truth about vaccines, there's going to be great stuff, I believe, even from Alan Phillips on this.
Well, there's going to be great stuff. You know, I at this point, let me ask you this. Did you get an interview with Alan while you were down there?
Yep. I believe okay. So. Yeah.
Okay, because I was just thinking about Alan when you were asking that question. I don't have a copy of that, so I'll have to get that from the guys. But, yeah, Alan Phillips is the guy that you would want to go to. And it's a statutory thing. It's a state-by-state thing, so it's not going to be one size fits all. It depends upon where you are,
right,
and what exemptions are allowed in that particular state. But you need an attorney. You need an attorney that knows the law, like Alan, that can walk you through this, because there are exemptions. Some of them are very, very difficult to qualify for, but there are exemptions in just about every state still, even California.
Yeah, you just got to know how to navigate. You said if you're in California, it's a lot more difficult because even private schools are saying you can't do it, and they're going to target homeschoolers eventually if you let them. In other states, you know, as in Georgia and Florida, you know, it's a very simple matter of stating religious beliefs, and that's it. And they can't question. They might try to intimidate you, but you don't back down. And the same exemption forms will work for your camps and your sports. All right, just want to let you know. But, yeah, if you want to reach out to Alan Phillips, Super Don, remind us, is it vaccinerights.org? I can't ever remember his website, but we got to get that out before the segment is over or before the day is over. Real quick, TMB, while Super Don tracks that down, there's a major blow to Obamacare, even though they haven't repealed it yet. But apparently the IRS is not going to reject tax returns that don't answer the health insurance question.
Mm. So that would be the individual mandate, which requires individuals to get health insurance. And there's certain particular forms that you actually have to fill out on a tax return. And if you don't, you get penalized. So that's a great step in the right direction as far as not enforcing the individual mandate. Next step in the right direction would be to get rid of the employer mandate and to get, you know, to completely replace it, repeal it and replace it with something better that's more affordable and that actually gives better coverage. But you have to do it piecemeal, and I think that Trump kind of bit off more than he could chew when he said that, you know, this is priority number one, we will repeal, replace almost immediately. That's not happening. I think he's learned that there's a little bit more gridlock in Washington than he had anticipated.
Yeah, I hope he looks more to Rand Paul, who's got some real good insight as a physician into some things that can be done transitionally that would fully repeal Obamacare instead of the piecemeal plan. But again, even as I said, we'll call out Republicans when they don't do the right thing as well. A lot of them are lockstep on the pharmaceutical industry. It's not just the Democrats. So we've got to give them some history lessons there about the Flexner Report as to how we got there. By the way, Jonna, it is vaccinerights.com to learn about Alan Phillips and ask him questions. He's terrific on the issue if you need help. And if you don't, he'll say it. You don't need an attorney. This is easy. In your state, it's that. But you didn't tell us where you're from, so I don't know what to tell you beyond that. Hey, we come back. We got a little bit more broadcast healing to go with Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box. In fact, I don't know. Let's see what we're going to hit next. How about... I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll find out when we come back. Oh, it's a global warming.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you ever miss a show, archives available right at robertscottbell.com. There's Syndicator GCN happening pretty quick as well. TMB, RSB, Super D, all together making it sound so good. And I think I kind of stepped over you a little bit, I feel like, on that tax code thing. Because you also, those of you who don't know, as much as Ty Bollinger is brilliant in bringing out the truth about cancer, the truth about detox, the truth about vaccines, he's also a CPA. and I was like, how does this happen that it's sort of in the law, but the IRS is going, if you don't put the thing in about the insurance mandate thing, we're not going to reject your return.
Well, you know, the IRS kind of picks their battles. And with that kind of direction from Trump, that's the battle that they're not going to pick. And you know, one of the things that Trump's done is he said, you know, for every new regulation, you got to get rid of two. Right. And so he's trying to make things a lot less complicated. And so this is one of the ones that it looks like they maybe they're just going to get rid of this individual mandate just by default, by the IRS not actually penalizing anybody that doesn't file, you know, that doesn't file the proper forms for the individual coverage that's required. So, you know, and if you remember back in 2011, I guess, yeah, when they implemented Obamacare. If you remember that, it was like it's a penalty, but no, it's not a penalty because that was unconstitutional. But then it's a tax, but
right.
No, it's not a tax either because tax cannot be created by decree. And so then, but then, no, it's not a tax. It's actually a penalty. But no, it's not a penalty. You never, they don't know what it is.
Well, and then, you know, Justice Roberts, with his connection to Pfizer and Big Pharma, you know, did gymnastics and yoga in the Supreme Court and said, well, it's somehow constitutional.
Yeah. It's a penalty tax.
Yes, a penalty tax. Wow, I would have put him in the penalty box, like in a hockey game, and then not let him out after that. Yeah, total hoser. Total hoser.
Yep.
Speaking of hosers, we talked about global warming a little bit earlier. And, you know, our concern, as I said, I'm asking folks, even if you're not a big Trump fan, don't incite violence. I mean, this is just not, come on, you can do better than that, especially if you're a doctor or healer. You're supposed to be promoting some form of peace and unity, even if you disagree. Find a way that you can communicate with one another, persuade one another, not get all violent. And that was the thing I was having trouble remembering what we were going to cover, because it's such an absurd story. But where's this violence coming from? Apparently, somebody's claiming it's coming from global warming. Did you see this story?
Yeah. So apparently, the thugs that destroyed a lot of the campus out at UC Berkeley they did it because the climate made them do it. The global warming was the reason that they are getting violent.
Even worse, the planet made them do it. And of course, if you're a leftist, you go to the subscribe to the Gaia theory. You go, well, is Mother Earth angry and she wants me to be violent? Is that what? That's what's being asked of you? That doesn't sound really good. And, of course, you know, they protested because they didn't like what somebody was going to say on campus, Milo Yiannopoulos. And it's like the left was supposed to be the place that really loved free speech. But no, only if that speech agrees with them. And they go violent, and now they're blaming it, according to these university professors, on global warming. Wow.
Yeah, and then that's, you know, the left, that they don't love free speech, because here's an instance where they hate free speech. They love free speech if it's speech that they agree with. So they love free speech that agrees. They hate free speech and will do anything to stop free speech if it's anybody that disagrees with them.
Right.
And, you know, the interesting thing is on these campuses, this is like the bastion of the brightest, allegedly the brightest, the most intellectual in the future. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was interesting about UC Berkeley is that I saw interviews with some of the students that were protesting, and they talked about, you know, if you remember in those protests, the people that were destroying things had ski masks on, and they were all dressed in black. And the people that I saw interviewed that were the students that were out protesting, and whether they should protest, you know, Miley being there or not, that's another issue. But they said that they didn't know who those people were that
right.
were destroying
and
the campus.
Could be George Soros funded instigators.
Yeah, and that's my point, is that a lot of the people that were out there legitimately protesting, whether or not it's they should have been or not, I mean, I think, you know,
well,
speech is free speech. But they weren't destroying the campus. Those were
the left,
protesters.
And the left seems to be all about gay and transgendered. Milo happens to be gay, and they protested him as well. And what about the real quick, we're almost out of time, but the woman singer who wore the Trump dress at the Grammys?
Oh, yeah. Charlene was showing me that picture, the Trump lady. Yeah, we don't support her because she's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Right. Like, come on, you know, this is all about, you know, freedom of speech in America. You like the First Amendment or you hate it? Come out and say it. All right, folks, we love the First Amendment here, the Second as well, and we'll keep supporting it because this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And Ty Bollinger, what do they need to know?
They need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.